This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Allah Loves. So I said that the two most common occurrences of Allahu Yuhibbu, that Allah loves in the Quran, are in Allahu Yuhibbu al-Muttaqeen, and Allahu Yuhibbu al-Muhsineen, that Allah loves those who observe piety, and Allah loves those who observe excellence. The third most common occurrence in the Quran is in Allahu Yuhibbu al-Muqsitin, that Allah loves those who are just. Allah loves those who are equitable. Now, usually when you think about justice, you think about big picture things. You think about a ruler, you think about an authority, you think about a government, you think about all of these huge systems that exist outside of your immediate control. But if you realize, the references to justice in the Quran are usually talking about things that we actually encounter on a daily basis. So Allah talks about how He hates oppression, Allah hates transgression, Allah hates all of those things that demonstrate inequity. But when it comes to us in our own individual lives, when does Allah praise those who do justice and those who are equitable? Allah says He loves those who are just. وَلَا يَجْنِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ. He loves those people that are just even with people that they don't like. Okay, so you don't let your hatred of a people cause you to be unjust to them, and that earns you the love of Allah. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ in Surah Al-Hujurat, when He's talking about a person that brings two people together, or two groups of people together, that have some sort of argument, or some sort of disagreement, or some sort of infighting. That's something that could be occurring in your own family life, in your own workplace, or it could be occurring in your own community. And you play the role of islah, of rectifying the situation, reconciling between the parties, but most importantly, maintaining a sense of justice. The scholars warned us not to read traditions about the just ruler, who is the first person shaded by Allah on the Day of Judgment under His throne, or the one who's given a pulpit of light, just in the capacity of the sultan or the imam or the ruler or the government or the authority, but rather to see ourselves capable of attaining those positions. Every single one of us is placed in a situation, in fact, multiple situations, sometimes even on a daily basis, in which we have the ability to either be a vehicle of justice in someone else's life or to uphold it in our own immediate lives with the things that are around us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Allah loves those who are just, and Allah hates those who oppress. And oppression is a disqualification from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each one of us should look in our lives and say, well, if I am being unjust, how will that fare on the Day of Judgment, where the first rule is لَا ظُلْمَ الْيَوْمِ, there is no transgression that will be tolerated today. When Allah even does justice between the animals, how can I expect them to show up on the Day of Judgment and not be taken to task for my own injustice? The last thing that's important to mention here, as Sufyan al-Thawri, may Allah have mercy on him, he said something very powerful in regards to our own lives. Because the first thing that you think about when you think about injustice is, am I actually a source of injustice in someone else's life? Not am I being complacent with someone else's injustice, or am I not standing up for someone when I should be standing up for someone, or being fair and equitable in a situation, but am I myself guilty of harming someone or oppressing someone? And Sufyan al-Thawri, may Allah have mercy on him, he said that, I wish that on the Day of Judgment, the only one that I had to deal with was Allah. But on the Day of Judgment, though Allah might forgive all of the sins that you have committed in regards to your relationship with Him, Allah will not allow for a wrongdoing that you did to someone else to go unaccounted for. Now, if Allah loves you, and this is what Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, he said that if Allah loves you, then He would allow for all of those people that you owe because of injustices to be repaid from your deeds, but Allah would increase one of your good deeds in size to a point that it would cover for those deficiencies found in your deeds. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost to protect us from being unjust to other people, to protect us from being complacent with injustice when it's apparent to us, to protect us from doing things that are inequitable, from judging in a way that's faulty when we have parties due to being swayed by interest or something else. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not judge us by His justice on the Day of Judgment, but instead by His mercy. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. See you all next time, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.